You said, oh God, there's quotes. What did I say? When we fall out of alignment with ourselves, we turn to our addictions. God, that was good. Did I say that? That's really good. That is very true. Huh. I should write that down. When we fall out of alignment with ourselves, we turn to our addictions. Yeah, that's the absolute truth. Can you describe what you mean by out of alignment? Absolutely. A few months ago, I almost fell into a bad behavior / addiction, but didn't. Not sure if I'm still out of alignment because I think about this addiction. Thanks. Cool. So fundamentally speaking, if we fall out of alignment with ourselves, we turn to our addictions just to feel better. There is, I often use the term life, right? Just life. And this goes back to, it's going to go back to your beliefs. So what does it mean to be out of alignment? Let's see. The simplest answer I could give you is this. This will make a ton of sense. You may not know how and why, because remember, our emotions are our guidance system. Recall a time, if you can, if you have not yet experienced it, you will experience it, because all you have to do is set the intention. So if you have not experienced this, please simply set the intention to experience this, and life will give you the opportunity to experience it. You are in alignment when you are feeling good. When you wake up or you have a certain experience, maybe you were on vacation, maybe you were sitting around a bonfire, maybe it was Thanksgiving around the table, maybe it was, I don't know what it was, but you have an experience where you were in at peace within yourself, that you were happy, that you felt a small or large or some amount of gratitude for where you were in this current moment. That there might have been things on your to-do list, but it was okay that they weren't done. There might have been problems, so to speak, in your life, but it was still okay, and everything was just okay, and you were feeling some iteration of good. Maybe not blissed out of your mind, maybe blissed out of your mind. That is you being in alignment with you. That is your truest nature. That is who you really are, and that is how you are designed to live your entire life. When I say out of alignment, that is the chaos. That is the misaligned thought habits, the less than desirable emotions, and the behaviors, right? That just don't work, are out of alignment. Now, when I say addictions, we reach for our addictions. You know my journey and my path, and so addictions, when we're out of alignment with who we are, when we're thinking and emotions are trying to be controlling or we're stressed out, it's super easy to reach for addictions, because addictions make us feel good, right? It is an inauthentic way of feeling good. Addictions are an inauthentic way of feeling good. Addictions are an inauthentic way of feeling good. It is us reaching for something outside of ourselves to feel good when we have everything inside of ourselves to feel authentically good. Being authentically good and feeling good is in alignment. Reaching for addictions is not. And so I started the process of habit and behavior change many, many years ago when I was very overweight. And then when I hit burnout, I had always believed in a better way, but it was me and my path and my journey. I just so happened to reach for food. I could have reached for sex, drugs, alcohol, crack cocaine, shopping. I could have done anything, because it was just a numbing component that made me feel good, right? A lower level of addiction, I don't say lower level, it's still all a damn addiction. You can sit in front of your television and numb out. You can eat too much sugar because it makes you feel inauthentically good. It's all a damn addiction. Now, just because you think about the addiction isn't bad nor good. We have to be careful. Thank you for bringing that up, Des. You want to be careful never to, when you judge yourself, you're not feeling good. You're out of alignment. That does not feel good at all. And we're in resistance, right? That's what I was looking for. So all you're doing is you're desiring to feel good. That's all you're doing, is just desiring to feel good. When you think about the addiction, you're desiring to feel good, and it's the only way that your brain really ever knows how to feel good. I've noticed in my life that the breakthrough of addiction was really the breakthrough of fear, because we have two choices. We're going to be moved by our fear in our life, hence we'll reach for addiction and inauthentic ways of happiness, or we will move through our fear, which is hard training in the next level of habit behavior change.